We did talk earlier in the morning about this whole chook expedition, and Jane told us about a lady that lives in her street that has half a dozen chooks, and they roam freely down the street and go in and say hello to the neighbours and all the rest. But there seems to be this growing trend about people having chooks in their backyard. But our warning comes with it to tell us all about that. Sustainability expert from Donvale, Maria Chavalla. Good morning, Maria.
How are you, Tony?
How'd I go? Did I get it right?
Chavarella. Close enough, it's fine.
I'm sorry about that.
No problem at all.
So tell us about your chooks.
Look, I've kept chooks probably close on 20 years, but I grew up with parents keeping chooks as well, and I reckon a lot of people did once upon a time. It was just part of the normal backyard. You know, you had your chooks, you had your veggies, it was just the way things were. Then with the convenience of supermarkets and getting food already prepared, that's gone by the wayside, but there is a resurgence, absolutely. People are very much getting into chooks all over again. It's not even just for eggs. They do make good pets. But, you know, there are, like with all pets, there are responsibilities that you need to have, and particularly with chooks, it's keeping them protected. But lots of things around, you know, suburban Melbourne streets that would love to get to your chooks.
Now, you say they make good pets. I'm struggling to find, I mean, it's not like you're going to throw a tennis ball and they're going to bring it back, is it?
No, not at all. But they certainly are a wonderful addition to a sort of a sustainable backyard. And just seeing them, you know, just fluff around and scratch and dig a little bit, you know, they're just wonderful to watch in the garden. They really are. So, you know, it's not even just for eggs too, you know. They do a little poop here and there, and that helps to fertilise the garden, but it does need to be managed. So that's why we run classes on teaching people how to do that, you know, not to succumb to the temptation of seeing baby chicks at the markets on a weekend and bringing them home and expecting that they'll grow up to lay eggs, because usually they won't.
So what is your advice? Well, hang on, in terms of usually they won't, what's the reason for that? Environment or?
No, they're usually roosters.
Oh, okay.
When you buy chicks, it's a buyer beware situation, because some unscrupulous people might be trying to offload the male of the species onto unsuspecting customers. So,
well, how do you work out a male chook, well, a rooster compared to a chicken?
Well, it's a highly specialised skill, and there are people that do it, but you just need to wait until they actually grow up a little bit, and one lot will start to crow and the other one won't, basically.
So your advice to people, if you're going to a weekend market or anywhere for that matter and looking at buying some chickens, is at what age or what size should they be before you actually...
Well, usually if you've never done it before, you'd go as what they call point of lay. These sort of like teenage chickens are probably about 20 weeks old, and they'll start laying for you. And by then you'll definitely be able to tell whether they're roosters or not. And bring them home. But when you bring them home, you really do need to have your setup all ready. You don't bring them home and sort of put them in the corner of your garage and over the next few weekends try and, you know, put something together for them, a chicken coop, so to speak. You really do need to be prepared. The very last thing you do is actually buy the chooks.
And some councils obviously welcome chooks into their precinct, but roosters are a no-go zone.
Only because they just make a lot of noise. It's not fair being born a male in the chicken world, because they meet an untimely end, really. They're just too noisy for their own good. Chickens don't mind having them around, because they are very protective of the chooks and they'll look after them and everything, but they just crow and crow and crow, you know, not just during the day or the crack of dawn, but, you know, right throughout the night, which in close neighbourhood situations isn't the most ideal.
All right, now you've got this Backyard Chooks for Beginners class happening. Is it on April 30?
Yes, there are several coming up. There's one with the Knox City Council on April 23rd. There's one at Bulleen Art and Garden on April the 30th. And then I do run them from my own garden as well, so people can see the chooks all set up. And sort of I've got a few different systems that people can see and see what would suit their backyard situation. So plenty of chook talk happening around the place. Best way to get details is through my Facebook page, My Green Garden, and there's details there about, you know, coming and learning about chooks, because really, being prepared will make sure that your chooks live a long and happy life and don't succumb to foxes and things which are prevalent around the suburbs.
Or an axe.
Yes,
all right. All right, Maria, nice to talk to you.
No worries. Thanks, Tony.
All right, and of course that Facebook page again is My Green Garden. You can catch up with Maria there. Maria Chavarella joining us there, sustainability expert from Donvale.